Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Yes, is this a company called Advanced Living?
This is actually a third-party call center. We do the customer service for multiple online vendors. I can see if I can pull you up in our system.
Okay.
All right. What's your first and last name?
The first name is Joanne and the last name is Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y.
Okay, thank you. And your zip code?
46205.
Okay, thank you. Okay, verify your shipping address for me.
I mean, I haven't had anything shipped to me. I'm calling in regards to $59.89 being taken out of my account, and I don't know anything about Advanced Living.
Okay, once the address is verified, then I can tell you what the charge is for.
Okay, 3318 Fall, F-A-L-L, Creekway, C-R-E-E-K-W-A-Y, East, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, thank you. So what this account here shows is that the 29th of January, it was a sweepstake offer that was taken, and that was for an Instant Pot. When doing those sweepstake offers for the Instant Pot, it does enroll you into the sweepstake to see if you could win it. It also gives out a monthly charge to a Bites Hub. So that's where that charge is coming from. It's a Bites Hub. It's an app that you can download, provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes.
I don't even, I'm 72 years old. I don't want this, and I want it to be canceled and not taken out of my account. Now that pot, whatever it was you were talking about, I haven't even received a pot.
Okay, and the reason why you have not received it is because only way you receive it is when you're entering into the drawing of the sweepstake and your raffle is actually pulled. That's the only way you receive that Instant Pot.
Well, see, the advertisement was misleading. It shows you on there that it's free, and it didn't say anything about that. Well, as we're speaking now, will you cancel me completely out of this, whatever this is?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I understand you're wanting to go ahead and get it canceled. We do have that rate at a lower rate, which is a $20 rate. Would you like to take...
No, no, ma'am. I'm 70 some years old. No, I don't want this. Senior, okay. I can't afford it. I don't want this, ma'am. Would you just please completely cancel this so that money's not taken out of my account anymore?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Hold on for just a moment for me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and what I did, because that charge is still pending, I just voided the charge back to you. So once that payment stops pending, stops pending in your account, usually within 3 days, then you'll see where it just falls back off in there.
Okay, and can you tell me there won't be nobody else that there's no other connections for anybody else from this one company or whatever will be going into my account for any reason?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. And I can give you the cancellation number as well.
Yes, let me get a pen, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what would that be?
All right, it's going to be C 9204 585 570.
So that's C9204585570, and that's the cancellation from you.
But yes, ma'am.
Not okay. And you said you will see that that 59 goes back.
Yes, ma'am. I voided it out because it's still pending on our end. So I just voided the charge. So usually it takes like 3 days for it to stop pending on your end. But as soon as it stops pending, it'll just fall back off in there.
Yeah, thank you so very much. And I've learned a lesson from trying to get something what I thought was free.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful and safe week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.